Beware the Gingerbread House, written by Emily Rodder and read by Rebecca McCauley. Dressing up as a rabbit to sell cakes isn't my idea of a sensible job. But Teen Power Inc. has done plenty of crazy jobs before, and I've never objected. I guess that was why Liz, Tom, Elmo, Nick and Rochelle were so surprised when I said I didn't want to work at the Gingerbread House. I can't understand you, Sunny Chan! Liz shrieked. You go along with all sorts of boring, yucky jobs when we're overloaded, and then a dream chance comes along just when we really need it, and you say no. She waved her hands at the kids streaming out the school gate. Don't you realise that there isn't a single person at Ravenhill High who wouldn't give an arm and a leg for this? There is, as a matter of fact, I said. Me. Nick and Rochelle looked at each other, and Rochelle rolled her eyes. They didn't mean me to see, of course, but I did. I stared at Rochelle, and she just blinked at me lazily without smiling, and flicked back her long blonde hair.
I don't think I'd give an arm and a leg, actually,
Tom said, with his face all screwed up as though he was really considering it.
Oh, shut up, Tom, shouted Liz. This is serious. Without Sunny, we're a person short. Mrs. Sweet wants 6 rabbits. 6! And I told her we'd do it. I never dreamed anyone would object. Good money, a chance to show everyone how reliable we are again, and all that cake and stuff for free.